To leave DC, I was stuck in traffic for 3 hours. It was unbelievable.
Is this on Route 95?
Yes, 95 South.
And what time did you leave?
About 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Which used to be an okay time to go south, certainly.
3 hours it took me to get
Just out of DC.
Just out of DC. And I was shocked at
Stressful
just the
people.
back of, I mean, you're just stuck in miles of traffic. I was like, oh my, what if there was a, and I have heard commercials on the radio about, what's the word? Getting a lot of people,
Evacuation.
evacuations.
Emergency
Starting to talk about
evacuation,
that
yes.
on like commercials, like saying, are you prepared to evacuate? Do you have,
Are you ready?
are you ready? Do you have
Are you
somewhere
ready
to
for
order?
change?
Yeah, I
Yes.
mean, there, it's commercials. I'm not exaggerating.
Let's give you a little heads up on this. We've mentioned it someplace. We are not sure certain where, but this year will be, let's say, a little bit of tension going on. Pluto just went retrograde, so eventually it'll get back to Sag, and it'll feel as if things perked up a bit, but that won't be for long. And once the new administration is in, remember, as soon as a new president is put in, no matter what party or who it is, and these days there's going to be a huge test shortly thereafter. You understand? It will stress out the populations and stress the president and allow new legislation and new change to come in. And of course, it will depend on which probable future you choose and how ready you are to navigate it. For those who will get stuck and spend 10 hours leaving Washington, perhaps, in future probabilities, let's say one of the things that people realized in any of their evacuation trips is that you need a portable loo with you. You understand?
Yeah, because yeah, that's
Yes,
another thing.
yes.
You had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, absolutely. You
last
need a portable loo, and
minute.
that can be,
Nuts.
and that can be as simple as, let's hear it, Corinne. As simple as what?
A jar.
A jar.
A jar.
Eye, mouth, jar.
A
Right.
bucket. Do you understand?
Or a bucket.
A bucket, and then you put line it with a plastic bag. You line it with a plastic bag. All right, and if someone has to make a big movement there you have it, and then you close off that plastic bag, and there it is for another one. You must think in terms of practicality. Now, not to say that everyone's going to end up in the evacuation situation, but water, food, and let's say some means of evacuating your bodies, blankets, any of these things, and
toilet paper. Don't forget the
toilet paper. On top of all those things that people want to have, and papers and valuables, and you can see that it is a hassle of a probability. And so it is best to simply not live somewhere and use the potato to make an agreement that you will locate yourself in a home, in a probable reality, in a safe zone where evacuation is not an issue. However, we will tack on, there are many probabilities where evacuations, especially on coastal regions, but not only, may be issues. But when they are on coastal regions, you are talking about major artery highways that everyone's on those few roads. You follow?
Yes. Yes.
And so many people will be, let's say, wherever there is a housing stagnation, like say this area here, Raleigh-Durham, goes into over the next few years a bit of a stagnation. Do you understand? Meaning there's more product on the market than there is people to live in them. What happens? You move people like you did out of Katrina to the places where you take up the stagnation. All of this is socially engineered to a large degree, and yet each individual makes themselves available for that probability. So, Camila, what are your feelings? What is your realization about residing where you do?
I'm ready to leave.
You are.
I'm ready to relocate, yes.
And you have already, as you were saying to everyone, lived in North Carolina Mountains in Mars Hill. How many years ago was that?
It was in two, 2002 into 2003.